Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roots on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. Today is Monday, the 27th of February. Wow. It's almost over. Wednesday is going to be March. Is this year moving fast? I've never seen anything like it. I swear Christmas was yesterday. New Year's was yesterday. They always say the older you get, the faster life goes. It's going at like 1,000 miles an hour. Every week I'm like, oh no, it's Monday. Because I love my weekends. I mean, as much as I love doing the show, and I love doing the show, I just adore my weekends. I love spending time with my wife, my kids, my dogs. And just enjoying life and not working all weekend long. That's the only homage to my age of 61 years old. I still work as hard or harder than I've ever worked in my life, Monday through Friday. But I'm definitely enjoying weekends like I've never enjoyed them before. And every week I go, oh man, the weekend's over, it's Monday. And then I snap my finger and it's Friday again. And it's time for another weekend. The week goes at 1,000 miles an hour. I bet you everybody out there knows exactly what I'm talking about. Email me if you know what I'm talking about. If you're over the age of 50, or certainly over the age of 60 or 70, tell me I'm not on the money with this one, that time moves so much faster as you get older. WayneRoot@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing your responses. I just never notice weeks going by so quickly. The biggest news story of the weekend is a lot of big news stories. I mean, obviously, East Palestine, Ohio remains as big or bigger than any story in the country. I think it's absolute proof that elections are rigged. The Democrats really don't, they really hate you if you're white, middle class, working class, rural. They hate you. And if you voted for Trump, they hate you. And they couldn't care less if they've poisoned you and you die. And they couldn't care less if you're never going to vote for them again, because they know elections are rigged and stolen. And the more they tell you they're not stolen, the more Fox News tells you elections aren't stolen, the more Murdoch tells you and Paul Ryan tells you elections aren't stolen, the more you know they're stolen. Because Democrats don't even care about white people's votes anymore. Does that tell you something? It means nothing to them. Trains derail. People die. People are poisoned. People are going to have cancer. People's children are going to have brain cancer. People have rashes, people have coughing, people have sore throats, people have strep throat, people can't breathe, they feel like an elephant sitting on their chest. Oh my God, what's happened to the people of that area of Ohio is unbelievable. And he, honestly, Biden and Mayor Pete, they don't even fake it. They don't even try. They don't care. They're not going to give you any money. They don't want to visit. They don't want to spend 2 minutes there. And the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, lies and says the air is clean and the water is clean and everything's okay. Trust us. And people are coming up with rashes, sore throats, coughs, terrible, impossible breathing like asthma. They're dying. They don't care. Animals, 45,000 plus animals have died. They don't care. Why don't they care? They're supposed to be environmentalists. We're supposed to be the ones who don't care about the environment, right? Republicans don't care. Democrats, thousands of animals dead, thousands of fish are dead, people are all going to rot of brain cancer, people are coughing up mucus, coughing up blood, they're dying. And Democrats are like, ooh, ho-hum, it's just another day at work, just one of 1,000 train derailments, who cares, who cares? Have you ever seen anything like this in your life? It's more proof that elections are rigged. They don't need your vote, they don't care. If the whole Ohio and every white person in the Midwest votes against them, it doesn't matter. They've opened the borders and they've let 15 million lowlives in. In the next 2 years, it'll be 30 million. So that's going to be 45 million new foreigners who don't speak English, who have no respect for our laws, who don't understand our history, who couldn't care less about our history. Most of them come from socialist nations, and they're a bunch of communist starving people who have no talent, no skills, and need welfare the rest of their lives. Even if, let me be nice here, even if they're nice people, even if they're really just here to improve their lives, they're a bunch of communists who want to depend on government the rest of their life and couldn't care less if government lies to them about everything, and they're just going to vote Democrat to keep the checks coming. And that's why they don't care about all the white people who hate them. They don't care that they're ignoring you while you're dying. It doesn't mean anything to them. It doesn't matter. They hate you. Remember that guy in the XFL? His uniform number, instead of saying his name, was he hates me, wasn't it? He hate me. Rod Smart, he hate me. And that's, Biden should wear a suit that says, I hate you if you're white. Really quite amazing. And by the way, on that topic, I'll get to that in a minute. First, I got to give you a more important topic. The next most important topic is that I've always argued on this show that the Democrats are owned by the Mexican drug cartel. I mean, they're owned number one by China and the Chinese Communist Party. But number two, a very close second, is the Mexican drug cartel. Who, I keep saying this, who in their right mind would want an open border unless you're making money on an open border? There's no other reason, there's no other explanation in the world why anybody would ever want an open border. Why would you want, forget all the human trafficking, forget all the sex trafficking, forget the fact that every woman coming across the border has been raped like 50 times in the last week. Forget about the fact that once they get to America, they're going to work off the $30,000 they owe the cartel by having sex with 52 men a day. Forget all that, you know, as prostitute slaves. Forget all that. No big deal. That's the way Democrats must think. No big deal. But they actually want all the fentanyl in the world and all the heroin in the world to come across the border that kills our youth by the hundreds of thousands, every decade by the millions? You really want that? And how about the pedophiles coming across the border and the little children that are getting raped coming across the border and going to be used in child porn and porn movies? They don't mind that. None of it matters. Why? Because as long as they get future Democrat voters, and as long as they get paid in offshore accounts by the Mexican drug cartel, Democrats are happy. So why am I bringing this up? Because one of the biggest things trending on Twitter is hashtag arrest Katie Hobbs. You know, the new fraudulent, illegitimate governor of Arizona? She was elected by the cartel. A witness testified for the Arizona Senate and House Elections Committee, and he said that she works for the Mexican drug cartel. They elected her. It's unbelievable, folks. And it's not unbelievable because we all knew this. I knew it. Every one of you knows it. It's unnatural. Nobody wants an open border. Arrest Katie Hobbs is now trending on Twitter after accusations that the Sinaloa cartel has been laundering money using phony mortgage transactions and real estate deals in order to bribe Democrats to control the state of Arizona, to control the border and leave it open. And I'm telling you, it's just not a shock. It's absolutely makes sense. There's no other reason why Democrats help the Mexican drug cartel to leave the border open, do them the favor of a lifetime. They've gotten a piece of the trafficking, the money laundering, the racketeering, the pornography, the pedophilia, the fentanyl, the heroin, the cocaine, the pot, everything that comes across the border. And what's funny is, you know the same way that Joe Biden and Mayor Pete just don't care, they're not even willing to fake it, they're not even actors, when it comes to what's happening in Ohio, Katie Hobbs has not refuted or denied the claims. She's remained completely silent regarding these explosive accusations. It's unbelievable. She doesn't care. They don't care because the elections are stolen. So none of it matters to them. I'll get into more of the details in just a few minutes. Here's another interesting one, because we live in a country where, you know, if you're white, you must be a bad person, you're evil. America's history of white people's evil, we're always evil. But if you're black or you're gay, everything's fine. The Inspector General is now investigating Mayor Pete Buttigieg's extensive private jet travel Watchdog director slams Buttigieg edge for taking government-managed jets even when commercial options were readily available. You know, because you're gay, because you choose to have that kind of sex, does that mean that you're not an evil person? Does that mean you're not a criminal? Does that mean you're not a thief? I mean, we've gotten to the point in America where because you're gay, they're going to make it like everything's okay. And I don't think there's anything wrong with being gay. I'm not against gay people. I just think you can't tell me because someone's gay. It's like saying because someone's white, they can't be evil. They can't be a criminal. Of course they can. Someone's black could be evil and be a criminal. Someone who's gay could be evil and be a criminal. I've always called out Mayor Pete as evil and a criminal. And the Department of Transportation, the DOT internal watchdog, is opening an audit into Transportation Secretary Mayor Pete. I call Mayor Pete Butthead from South Bend. Over his you just can't imagine you could be a gay mayor from South Bend. I mean, what next? I forget it. I'm not going to say anything else. Over his extensive use of private jets, he's just an evil crook and a slime ball. That's what Mayor Pete is. And he's an evil communist with little beady communist eyes. Let me read you a letter I got. How much time's left, Chris? A minute. A letter I got from a fan. Wayne, number one, I've mentioned before that many of the latest Republican pronouncements to save this country are pure bull spit, and use the real word, propaganda. Why? Number two, just listen to Hannity or Kilmeade. All I hear from those two is blah, blah, blah. And interviewing their Republican guests, blah, blah, blah. Number three, Republicans took the House. So what? What the hell are they going to do to make things better? They talk in circles. They do nothing. Number four, they know China tried to poison us with their COVID from Wuhan. So what are they going to do about it? Nothing. And then number five, take for example the latest European plan to give the World Health Authority, the WHO, authority to permit elite overseas commies to have authority and lock down all Americans using the pretext of preventing the spread of the next pandemic they're planning. Another attempted mass murder of humanity. Where are the Republicans on this evil plan? Crickets. Nothing. Rich from Las Vegas. Hey, Rich, I concur, man. I agree.
Blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking seven companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Is it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics.
Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered here on USA Radio Network. USA Audio Network's the new name, by the way. Got to remember that. USA Audio Network. They changed their name. How exciting. And in about 40 minutes, it's time for Lindell TV, as well as USA Audio Network. So you could listen or you could choose to watch in about 40 minutes or so. You can just go to frankspeech.com. frankspeech.com, and you click on Lindell TV 2, and I'm on your screen. I'm on your phone, your handheld, your laptop, your desktop, etc., etc., your iPad. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's no secret I love gold. It's no secret I love silver. It's no secret I buy both with both fists. As fast as I could buy gold and silver, I buy them. Anytime there's a dip in the market and they go down, I buy them. First of all, because I don't even try to be as smart as a central banker, right? Central bankers are the people who run the billion-dollar funds of their countries, or even the trillion-dollar funds of their countries. They're buying gold with both hands as fast as they can. I'm going to buy gold and silver as much as I can. So I'm just copying the central bankers. They know something bad's coming. I know something bad's coming. So, you know, you could buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, your SEP IRA, your 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today. Call now, toll-free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. All right, back to the East Palestine story. Again, you know, I don't mean to make fun of something horrible, because I'm the one who's told you how horrible it was for the first day. I called it the worst ecological environmental disaster perhaps in America's history. But it is funny that, you know, if you're gay, if you're Mayor Pete and you're gay, if you are Joe Biden and you're liberal, if you are Kamala Harris and you're black, It's all forgiven that you just poisoned the Midwest. It's like, no big deal. 43 aquatic animals died in the aftermath of the Norfolk Southern train derailment. What does that mean for people? I mean you wouldn't be nervous if you lived there? You would drink the water? You would want to breathe the air? 43,000 aquatic animals died. And every environmentalist in the country, they're all liberal Democrats, couldn't care less. Yeah, no big deal. It was all under the auspices of a gay man. So, you know, we're not going to be upset about it. It's no big deal. You know, fish died. Who cares? You know, it happens. Fish death happens. Roughly 38,222 minnows and 5,500 aquatic animals, such as small fish, crayfish, amphibians, and macroinvertebrates, were killed in a 5-mile span of waterways from the derailment site. And there were also lots of wildlife killed. Lots of wildlife killed. And they don't care. It means nothing to them because, you know, it's a bunch of Democrats and it's a bunch of gay people. It's a bunch of black people. It's Joe Biden who's, you know, mentally not there, mentally disabled. They probably put that in the same category as all the things that Democrats feel bad about. So, you know, if those kind of people, the way Democrats talk, because everything's identity politics, if minorities, people of color, people who are gay, people of changed genders are involved with an ecological disaster, it's not the same as if a white Republican is in charge of an ecological disaster. Just so bizarre. So bizarre. I mean, I'm worried about the ecology and the environment, and they're not. They don't care. They're not environmentalists. They don't really care. All that matters to them is the color of your skin, and if you're white, everything you do, as minor as it is the biggest deal in the world, and everything you do that's big, if you're a person of color, doesn't count. They just cover it up, make believe it never happened. Eric Brockovich breaks her silence after a visit to East Palestine. She's the environmental activist and legal expert. She's been a household name since Julia Roberts played her in the 2000 movie that bears her name. And on Friday, she used her star power to illuminate the ongoing ecological disaster in eastern Ohio and western Pennsylvania. She challenged people at the highest levels of government who have left residents of the area affected by the toxic train derailment feeling lied to stop being dishonest with them and to her. People who were made sick by toxins were recognized and compensated back, you know, back all those years ago when Erin Brockovich was a single mother who successfully represented an attorney and to fight the Pacific Gas and Electric Company that had poisoned the residents of a town in California and made all their children sick. And now she's 62 years old. She's standing up for the people of East Palestine, Ohio, whose lives were wrecked and whose bodies were poisoned by a toxic train derailment. And environmental groups aren't even talking about it. They're not even mentioning it because they're all Democrats and they're all liberals and they can't believe what a liberal has done. So it's just they won't mention it. They don't care. The same people who protested the Dakota Access Pipeline and the Keystone Pipeline are totally quiet. Eric Brockovich is telling you what's happening there, and it is a catastrophe and a disaster and a tragedy. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA News Update. There is no government consensus on the oranges of COVID-19. National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
The president made trying to find the origins of COVID a priority right when he came into office. And he's got a whole of government effort designed to do that.
Kirby responding to a new report from the Energy Department that concluded with low confidence COVID leaked from a Wuhan, China lab. When it comes to what direction the economy is heading in, top economists are divided. High inflation and robust job growth leading the divergence. The latest National Association for Business Economics survey shows that nearly 60% of panelists believe we will be in a recession in the next 12 months. And eating eggs may be good for your heart. A new study published in the journal Nutrients says that eating 1 to 3 eggs each week could reduce the likelihood of cardiovascular disease by 60%. Increase that to 4 to 7 eggs per week and you could reduce the risk of heart disease by 75%. John Schaefer, USA News.
I'm Ben Utech. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Extend Your Life. All right, wait on the roots. The roots, roots on fire comes to you from the house. The roof built in Las Vegas. You can only find a war like this in one place. It's on USA Audio Network, or actually more than one place. Second place would be Lindell TV. Third place would be Real America's Voice TV network. And fifth place would be newspapers around the country every weekend through Creator Syndicate. So you can find a war like this in a bunch of places, but the only country you'll ever find a war like this is the good old US of A. That's where we got to fight and save this country. Sponsor of this segment, by the way, is another one-of-a-kind VRA, Vertical Research Advisory. Kip Perridge has been a close friend for 20 years and a leader in the financial industry for 30 years. He took seven companies public, raised hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. He's a true blue, red state, Texas red-pilled capitalist evangelist. Love the guy. Good friend of mine for 20 years. 2003, founded VRA. His global investment and economic newsletter, his top-performing recommendations since then, have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years, and I mean beating them like a rug. I've seen his incredible results firsthand. I'm a witness. He's the Nostradamus of Wall Street. Now, check this out. He called the October stock market lows on the very day that they hit bottom. And from that point on, his portfolio has beaten the stock market by more than four times. 18% for the S&P 500, up 18%, I should say, for the S&P 500, up 82% for his Vertical Research Advisory newsletter, up 82% since October. Have you ever been up 82% since October at anything in your life? Let Kip prove to you just how good his VRA system is and his VRA newsletter is. Exclusively for my fans, Kip's offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks, and you'll get his new best-selling book as a bonus, The Big Bribe, for free. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Two-week membership free, VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. All right, we've got our guest here, very interesting guest, Chad Netofin. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. He is the co-founder of DWAC, the SEC. And that is a bunch of shareholders of DWAC, Digital World Acquisition Corp, which is the Trump company, that are taking their complaints against the SEC directly to Congress. Their website is DWACTheSEC.com. Chad, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Hey, it's good to be here, Wayne. And I'll pile on to your last statement about VRA. I have Kip's book, too, and I love it.
Oh, cool. Yeah. He's been my buddy for 20 years, and he never fails to blow me away when I read his comments in the morning. Every morning his newsletter comes to me. And by the way, he's always right, and he's a big fan of yours because I know he loves that company, that Donald Trump company, DWAC. So tell us what the story is. First of all, am I pronouncing your name right? Chad Netofin, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, in old country, we say Netofin, so you get it quite right.
All right. So provide a background on exactly what DWAC is for all of my listeners.
Okay, so DWAC is a financing company. It's a SPAC, and it has approximately $1.3 billion in capital to give to a target that it chooses to merge with. And, of course, they chose to merge with Trump Media and Technology Group as a way of supplying capital to the Truth Social platform and other ventures which TMTG has announced in their package, like online streaming to carry a TV network, essentially. And so they announced their merger in October of 2021, and then shortly thereafter, the SEC, or the Elizabeth Warren, and the called for an SEC investigation, obviously to slow it down. It's a political hit job. And it's been an investigation ever since for something that they can't prove, something that's never happened. They have nothing. And so all these shareholders are sitting here now 15 months later with no news on any investigation. And then DWAC still continues on with their paperwork. They file their combination document with the SEC in May of 2022. And now we're almost 10 months, and the SEC hasn't processed anything. And the real crime here is that their regulations require them to do the paperwork in 30 days. Mm. 30 days. And so the SEC hasn't even – what they're doing is using the system to prevent free speech. They don't want this capital to get to Truth Social. And so the investors themselves that's what DWAC is essentially and where we're at.
It doesn't surprise you, does it? I mean, it shouldn't surprise you because I believe we're living under a communist takeover. I think most of the people who back, the dementia-laden
basically brain dead man in the White House who doesn't know what he's saying or doing. You know, they just give him a script and they point him in the right direction, and usually he still goes in the wrong direction. They kind of spin him around. His wife spins him around and pushes him in the right direction, and then they pull him off the stage with a hook. But the people behind this brain dead dummy, the ventriloquists, are communists, and they're trying to. Communists always want themselves to be rich while everybody else is poor. And then they look at you and say, see, we've achieved equality. They live in mansions, you know, in Odessa by the sea, but the people of Russia were living like, you know, the most poverty-stricken lives possible. That's communism. And so these communist people love to ban and censor and destroy anything that any conservative voice, silence any conservative voice. Well, there's no bigger voice than Trump. So you knew they'd try and destroy his company. That's what they're trying to do, clearly.
And it's really insidious, because what's happening is if they succeeded in stopping DWAC, and as, you know, I believe that we are going to be successful. We are fighting with everything we have. And I'll talk about DWAC, the SEC, in a second. But if they were successful, it would prove to them that a small group of rich elite communists, and I 100% agree with you, could get to control and decide who can participate in the free market. And that's against the United States Constitution, and it is communism.
It is, and of course, if you look around, you'll see that every bill passed by Biden, every single bill passed by Biden involves trillions of dollars, and they're all giveaways to all his buddies so they can get rich and fat and happy once they're donors to the Democrat Party. So that's what communism does. It rewards the elite at the top, but it destroys everybody else and creates an equality of misery and poverty. But at the top, pure rich wealth at the top of the donors and the supporters who go along with the Kool-Aid drinking of the communists at the top. And that's what you got. So, you know, basically the SEC is blocking freedom of speech, which is the same thing that Twitter was doing to me, and Facebook is still doing to me, and Twitter is still doing to me, even though they brought me back. Nothing I ever post at Twitter is, you know, nobody's able to see any of it. You know, does anybody think it's normal? Wayne puts out, I put out such controversial, provocative tweets, and I've got 120,000 followers or so, and most of the time, 25 people read it in one comment. I mean, does anybody think that's normal? Because I know it's not normal. So it's still that bad.
That's not normal at all.
No.
I mean,
it's still that bad.
I've got roughly the same followers on Facebook as I do on Truth. But I get 100, 200, 500 likes to my stuff on Truth. I get one like to my stuff on Facebook. And
right, exactly.
That's interesting.
Nobody can see what you and I are writing, and that's the silencing of free speech. So therefore, let's now apply it to DWAC, which is trying to give, you know, $1+ billion to Donald Trump's Truth Social companies. And the next thing you know, you see the same thing. They're blocking freedom of speech, but this time it's not a private company, it's a government company, the SEC, which is owned by the taxpayers. We pay for the SEC, and yet they're doing exactly what Twitter and Facebook have done to Wayne Root and Chad Netophon, right?
Absolutely. They've done it to all of us. And so this, you know, we've got skin in the game. They're using a financial system to block free speech, and it's terrible. I mean, if you don't know, the investment itself has 500,000 shareholders. 95% of the shareholders are small retail shareholders or generally non-institutional. And of those shareholders, 75% of them have less than 100 shares. It is a record-breaking stock, a SPAC. It is the one stock in history that's owned by small little guys. You'd think that, you know, the American dream would be just this, and yet the government is—they're using the government to stop it. It's
all right, so Chad, we know bad things are happening. Let's just talk more about the positive. What are you doing to fight back? What is DWAC, the SEC.com doing to fight back?
So what we did is we organized, and one of the things people have to understand is that if you just hang out on social media, you're not going to be entirely effective. You have to get organized. So we are a group of shareholders. We had a Reddit sub with 20,000. We moved on to Truth. I started a podcast called DWAC Live, which was a first fight back with real, like, you know, it kind of sort of in person, at least video. And we had this following. We took that following. We organized a private group. And then we just threw out there one night hashtags till we got one that worked. And one of our team came up with DWAC the SEC. And it just built from there. And so now today what we are doing is we initiated a letter writing campaign where we wrote a white letter that had this laid out everything just perfectly to Congress. and we started asking shareholders to send. And today we've had thousands and thousands of copies sent to representatives and senators everywhere. That opened the door for a call campaign, which now tens of thousands of calls have been made, which finally opened the door for us to meet with them. So tomorrow we start our meetings with representatives and senators to sit down and have a conversation about how to fix this situation. And what's really cool is the offices that are being represented in the people that we're meeting with are not entirely Republican. We have had been reached out to by people from the Democrat Party as well. It's a bipartisan effort to push free speech and free markets through this investment. And so tomorrow we see this, and we're going to be meeting on the steps of the Capitol. We're not afraid. We're not freaked out about J6 type stuff. We've got our DWAC, the SEC t-shirts. We're going to start in prayer. We're going to get with the Lord first, and then we're going to split up and head off to our meetings. And some of these meetings, which is really cool, are being attended by legal counsel from the committees. Some of the big committees, the Weaponization of Federal Government Committee, the Finance Committee, the O&I Committee, investigations, right? And the goal is to sit down and work with them towards a solution that gets DWAC across the line, the merger across the line, and opens up a whole world of competition in the world, in media, so we can have free speech, so you and I can get reach on social media.
Hey, Chad, we're on the run. We're up against the break on radio. Not much I can do about that, but Chad Netofon, is the co-founder of DWAC, the SEC, the Digital World Acquisition Corp. Shareholders all getting together and fighting the SEC. Call your representative's office, your senator's office. Tell them you want the DWAC merger. LaRoute, has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRAs, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. You know how much I believe in natural, holistic methods for healing. I've talked about this for years on my show. Now I'm so excited to tell you about a sponsor that will help transform your life. Global Healing. They're an advanced natural wellness company that's been around for over 25 years, spearheaded by Dr. Group, who has been gracious enough to share 25-plus years of knowledge and research in an online course that will have the latest cutting-edge advanced natural protocols he's used as a wellness advisor for the world's top billionaires, influencers, celebrities, Hollywood stars, even President Donald J. Trump. This course is the key to having more energy, vitality, and health. Gain the tools and knowledge necessary to activate your body's own self-healing mechanisms and eliminate the root cause of disease. Protect your family and live the healthiest life possible. Get a 30% discount on this course today by visiting globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war and get 30% off. globalhealing.com/war.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, just about 10 minutes away from Lindell TV. Make sure you go to frankspeech.com and click on Lindell TV 2. What's coming up in my Lindell Hour? My guest today is Carrie Lake. That's right. The one and only Carrie Lake's with us, I believe. If I had to use my gut instinct to guess right about now, I'd say she's going to be the vice president on President Trump's ticket. I'd be very surprised if he doesn't pick her. I think she'd be a fabulous choice. And I think they knew that they could not let her get elected governor of Arizona. They had to take it away from her. They had to rig it. They had to steal it. They couldn't let her become the most popular woman in the entire history of Republican politics, right? She would be the kind of updated and far better Sarah Palin than Sarah Palin ever was with John McCain. Because Carrie Lake is a unbelievable speaker, an unbelievable debater. And, of course, that's because she was a anchorwoman for all those years on TV, you know, representing the news. So she knows how to fight. She knows how to speak. She knows how to, frame an argument. She does all the things that Republican parties really never, ever, ever had before. Sarah Palin was the closest we ever had because she was a good-looking woman, and she was the governor of Alaska, but she wasn't a great speaker and she wasn't a great debater. And Carrie Lake was everything that Sarah Palin was not, and she could have become the next female Donald Trump, and they couldn't let that happen. So they rigged it and stole it from her the way they rigged it and stole it from Trump on a national basis. But I think if I had to guess, he will name her as his VP, and it'll be a Trump-Lake ticket in 2024. Well, Carrie Lake is coming up with us in the second hour. GreatPatriotStore.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. This is the answer to inflation, hundreds of household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices, all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. And now I get to announce, as a son of a butcher, which I am, my dad cut meat for a living, and I can announce that their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or any antibiotics, and I assume never any mRNA. Over my dead body, their beef's the highest quality anywhere, never sold in stores, and exclusively available only to their members, along with over 400 household products. So like a Costco or a Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-the-USA products delivered right to your front door at the lowest price in America. This is how you beat inflation. And now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. All right, so I never got to the meat of the Aaron Brockovich story. Sometimes, most of the time, I've read every story. That's why I choose them for the show. But sometimes I pick them just based on the headlines. I never get a chance to read them as I'm rushing to get ready for the show. This is one of those stories. So I'm reading it as you're reading it now. So let's see what she says. She visited the area. She went on Friday. She relayed the story to the media that people have been given mixed messages about their drinking water. She said schools in the area have had their drinking fountains locked up and was confident that officials in charge are lying. This has all happened since residents of the area were told their water was safe. Look, you don't have to go any further, in my opinion, than a 100-year study that we all know the miners did for us. It's called the canary in the mine shaft. Send the canary down there. It dies. It might not be good for humans. She noted that people in the community have witnessed dead fish, dead animals with their own eyes. I know some people, by the way, this is Wayne talking, some people said that their dogs got violently ill and puked and collapsed and looked lethargic. I'm telling you that the people will not be far behind. People are going to get very sick and people are going to die. And she cited as a pretty strong signal that areas inhabited by wildlife that are having trouble standing, it's not going to be good for humans. And I agree with Aaron Brockovich. She challenged those in power when she stated any attempt to spin the situation on the ground would be met with resistance. And you can explain away all day long to me that nothing's wrong, but I see what's going on here. You're not going to gaslight me. The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, has been on the ground in East Palestine since the train derailed. But they've given no reports that would make anybody confident. They keep saying everything's fine, the air's fine, the water's fine. And let me tell you, my opinion is they're liars, lying scum. Transportation Secretary Mayor Pete Butthead took weeks to visit the community, and Biden has said he has no plans to visit. So thank God there's someone advocating on their behalf. Aaron Brockovich is, former President Donald Trump is. He visited, he gave out water, he gave out food. He gave out food to the first responders as well. And Aaron Brockovich is in their corner, and she's done a great job fighting powerful entities. Now she's got to fight not only this train company, this railway company, but the United States government. By the way, I don't know how many of you saw Woody Harrelson over the weekend on Saturday Night Live. I don't watch Saturday Night Live, but it seems to be one of the biggest news stories going around in the country that he opened up by just ripping into Pfizer and Moderna and Big Pharma. He said he had a dream around 2019. He was leaning up against a tree smoking a joint in Central Park, and he had a dream, he said, that the biggest cartel in the world, the drug cartel, was going to lock everybody up in their homes and no one's allowed to leave until they take the cartel's drug, which is the vaccine. That's the only way you're able to get out. He said, I wouldn't have believed it. It was a dream while I was smoking pot. I never thought that fantasy would come true. Woody Harrelson let that loose on Saturday Night Live, and the audience didn't know what to say, and liberals are aghast, and liberals don't know what to say. Some people are starting to wake up, though. In a speech at the Screen Actors Guild, SAG, Fran Drescher, remember her? Famous actress Fran Drescher. She calls for Hollywood to end the BS vaccine mandates. So there are a few in Hollywood that are waking up that it's all a lie, it's all a scam, it's all a cover-up, and people are dying from this vaccine. Hour number two, coming up next on Lindell.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.